Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Pro Wrestling Tees Summer Sale is here. Shop all the classic Gong In Raw styles and get a deadly 20% off purchase using the promo code SUMMERTIME. Sale goes till August 6th. Shop now or rest in peace.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we're going to talk the Good Brothers recruiting AJ Styles back to Impact Wrestling, preview tonight's episodes of AEW Dynamite and NXT. I'm going to give you my Impact Wrestling review, but first, Larson, did Marty Jannetty just admit to killing a man? What's in the news?
Oh, man. Justin, we thought that Marty Jannetty had run out of insane, just absolutely insane stories to post on his Facebook page. Today, he shared yet another one in a since-deleted post about, I think, breaking up with his girlfriend.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, the last paragraph was about breaking up with I assume his girlfriend.
I'll be honest, I thought that second paragraph was admitting to killing his girlfriend, but okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Anyways, Jannetty seemingly admitted to killing somebody.
Yeah.
The story, as he tells it, is essentially he claims that he was 13. Some guy that I think he said he was buying weed from.
Yeah.
Grabbed him, took him around back of a bowling alley, and as Marty put it, quote, "That was the very first time I made a man disappear."
Question?
Yeah.
Would the first time, does that indicate that perhaps that was first of several?
I mean,
plural?
I mean, you could take it that way, yes.
He also, I mean, not for nothing, but he also drops a homophobic slur in this as well. So there's that. So, yeah, in the second paragraph, I'm looking at this right here. Okay, yeah, no, yeah, okay, it did seem more like a breakup than insinuating that he killed her. So that's good. At least that's good. Wow, yeah, interesting. So, of course, a couple of years ago, he also took to Facebook to talk about potentially, I think it was something along the lines of he had met who eventually he learned was his own daughter, but he didn't know that. And then there was the possibility that he was going to have, shall we say, relations with that
person. I thought it was a situation where he thought it was his daughter, found out it wasn't. And then it was going to lead to that.
We got to do some fact checking here. Let's see here.
Oh, dear.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. He said she's not. Yeah. Oh, God. Not like mine was really any worse. So, look, all I can say is this, man. I mean, some people might be too far gone, too far beyond getting help. The man obviously needs some help.
Yes.
Who knows? There's no way to tell if this story he's telling is true. So how old is Marty Jannetty? Was it like probably 60 or so?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, let's say he's 60. All right. When he was 13 years old, that'd have been 47 years ago. That'd have been the year
he was born in. He's 60 around the dot. He was born on. It would have been 1973 because he's born in 1960.
Look, man, as an expert, I would say on the show Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack, which you guys can watch along with me every Thursday, along with the Enforcer. Getting away with murder back then was incredibly easy to do. Incredibly easy. There was no DNA. There weren't security cameras and cell phone cameras everywhere. A lot of people
got away with it back then. That's fact. Way more than today. It's entirely possible this is true. Probably just a really weird cry for help. Perhaps my speculation fueled by drugs. Wouldn't shock me if that was the case. On the other hand, maybe the authorities, where was this supposed to have happened? In a bowling alley somewhere?
Yeah. The only geographical information in the post is with the Chattahoochee River. Not remember where that's at.
The Victory Lanes Bowling Alley. Yeah, the Chattahoochee River. Maybe the authorities should look into missing people from back then. And while I was editing this episode, we got an update from TMZ on this case. The Columbus Police Department in Georgia tells TMZ, we're going to look into this. A spokesperson from the Homicide Cold Case Division said this. The first step will be seeing if we have any missing persons or unidentified remains cases that match the limited information in the post. They note that they have several current active homicide investigations underway, and they will have to remain in the priority. So that's who to contact if you have any info on this Marty Jannetty confession. The Columbus Police Department in Georgia. There you go. Back to the show.
Anyways, to other wrestling news. In a recent interview with Sportskeeda's Gary Cassidy, the Good Brothers, they were asked if they were thinking about if they sought the Phenomenal One AJ Styles advice before signing to Impact. And then Machine Gun Carl Anderson responded that Luke Gallows said no, but then Carl Anderson like, hey, maybe we'll get AJ back at Impact. That's what he had to say. Quote, ultimately, we're going to talk AJ Styles into coming back to Impact. That's what we're doing every single day. We're texting him and telling him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that the OC reunites in TNA Impact, Steve?
Zero.
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 Zero. Yeah. AJ Styles, on one hand, has already said, I believe, that this contract he's currently on with the WWE, which I'm pretty sure, didn't he re-sign with them?
For five-year deal, I would say.
5 years. So if he came in 2016, is that right?
Yeah, but I think he signed another deal after that initial one. That probably first one was 3 years.
That's my guess. That's what I'm getting at.
So yeah. That was the norm back then. So he probably signed a new one last year for 4 or 5 years. So he's got another 4 years on his deal. I mean, the Good Brothers only have 2 years on their Impact deal, if I remember correctly. Mathematically, it probably won't work. AJ said he intends for this contract with WWE to be his last. Not to say he can't change his mind. He can't do, you know, this return engagement at Impact for fun. But him returning to Impact full-time, highly doubtful.
Yeah, so I think that they are trying to hype up their new company. They probably got a decent payday from Impact, so they're doing what they can. They are the main event scene right now. In Impact.
Well, I'm happy you mentioned that, because tell us what happened on Impact last night, Steve.
Man, we had over 300 people on average watching Impact on our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. I'm there just enjoying Impact, watching it with the friendos. We're all talking. We're talking crap. We're like, whoa, this is a really cool match. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. I'm not going to really do like a formal review, but I'll talk a little bit about what was going on.
I saw
last
something
night.
That saw Doc Gallows got arrested on the show.
Doc Gallows did, in fact, get arrested. So him and Carl Anderson are in a feud with Ace Austin and NWO Cal Jack, Madman Fulton. And last night they were framed for having open containers near their truck. Ace Austin said, hey cops, these guys are booze hounds. They were headed to their truck, empty beer cans. Sheriff comes up. He's like, hey, what's going on over here? This doesn't look right. And he's like, you just saw me walk out. So Gallows attacks Ace Austin in front of the cop. The cop tries to get him off, and Gallows gives him thinking that it's Madman Fulton.
Yeah.
So for striking a peace officer, he was taken into custody. That's a cliffhanger. They never actually resolved that one.
Well,
also,
you have to watch next week to find out where that goes, I'm guessing.
Hence the cliffhanger, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, in the main event, in the actual main event segment, Rich Swann, who had his leg decimated by Eric Young at Slammiversary, finally had his big announcement in what can only be described as a pretty sleepy promo of his. He announced his retirement from wrestling, and the entire face locker room comes out. They give him a big standing ovation. He starts limping his way to the back on crutches, and they're all still by the ring milling about when he says his final goodbye on the stage. Bang! Eric Young comes out, bashes his leg yet again, and then hightails it before the face locker room is able to chase him off. Also on Impact Wrestling, Kimberly tells Deonna Purrazzo, hey, you have a Jordan Grace problem. I'll take care of that for you if you give me a title shot. After that's taken care of, Deonna Purrazzo says yes. Heath Miller wrestled against Moose, not only for the fictional TNA Heavyweight Championship, but also for a contract in Impact Wrestling due to some referee. Number one, this is the best Heath Miller memo. He's just called himself Heath now. Heath Slater, Heath, whatever. This is honestly best match I've seen him have.
Wow.
Ever. This is actually a really good match. It was a really good match between him and Moose. It was a wonk finish because there was a ref bump. Heath gets his finish off on Moose, goes for the three, gets like five, but the ref's out. Moose then gives him a low blow, rolls him up. Ref counts a really slow three, but Heath couldn't kick out of that one. We have a rematch set up between Motor City Machine Guns and the North for what is the re-emergence? What's the name? Did you see catch the name of their latest? It's going to be like a two-night event for Impact.
Emergence, I think. It was
Emergence.
Called, right?
Yeah, there you go. So that's going to happen. And then there was more shenanigans at the Wrestle House. My favorite Impact wrestler star, Johnny Swinger, took on Alicia Edwards and Susie in a match because he was like kind of being a scuzzbag in front of them. Like he's trying to hit on him, I think. And Alicia Edwards felt disrespected. So her and Susie beat him in a handicap match, intergender handicap match. And seemingly kind of like as an afterthought, this Impact World Championship saw a defense here. Ed Edwards defeated Sammy Callahan, but basically because it was actually a really good match, but Sammy Callahan was attacked prior to the match by RVD in retaliation for the shenanigans.
Well, I saw the clip of Katie Forbes twerking over Sammy Callahan as RVD was beating him up.
She is a rambunctious character, Larson. Quite a lot of fun to watch there on Impact Wrestling, that Katie Forbes and RVD. They make a heck of a couple. And then in tag team action, we had Chris Bay and Raju versus, who's his TJP and Fala Ba. Chris Bay, of course, is the X Division champion. TJP is so much fun to watch in that ring, man. Like, I didn't really appreciate him as much as I probably should have when he was on 205, but they let him do a lot of cool stuff here on Impact.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun to watch. If him and Chris Bay, it seems like it's sort of heading towards them, or maybe like a four way between these guys. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if you ever get TJP and Chris Bay in the ring, TJP actually got the pin on Chris Bay in this particular match. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So, there you go. There's your Impact review. This is a fun episode of Impact. It's more fun. Look, it's one of those things. Wrestling is usually more fun when you're watching it with people anyways.
Yes.
And watching it with the friendos is a blast every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, we got wrestling tonight. First, AEW main event. John Moxley defend the AEW championship against Darby Allin.
Oh, that should be fun. Did you see Darby Allin go to Target or Walmart?
I think
it's at Walmart. I'm going to go to Walmart, see if they have any of those. Maybe I'll do a toy unboxing, Larson.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Also, we get, 10-man tag team action. The Elite and FTR taking on the Dark Order. But hold on. Mm. You got Silver and Reynolds of the Dark Order taking on Cody and Matt Cardona. So it's pretty much an all Dark Order episode of AEW.
It's a lot of Dark Order tonight.
Chris Jericho and Orange Cassidy have a debate with a special guest moderator. There's spoilers out there for who this moderator seemingly is.
Are we going to
talk about it?
We got to put this person on our thumbnail, right?
Yeah, we'll do that. But in advance, we're not going to talk about it at all.
No, yeah, of course not. Yeah.
And then finally,
please don't do it in the comments.
Yeah, either. Don't spoil it in the comments, please. And finally, MJF has an update on his campaign to be AEW World Champion.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. If so, here's the thing. Also, people will spoil in our comments. We might not catch it. So if you don't want to know who it is, don't go to our comments. Okay. But otherwise, definitely. I mean, if you think Marty Jannetty killed the person, leave that in our comments. Well, no, don't do that either, because that might get us demonetized. How about today? Just tell us what your favorite sandwich is in the comments.
Yeah. Talk Impact Wrestling. Who you want to see AJ Styles wrestle at Impact when he goes back in 4 years?
Also, favorite sandwiches.
Favorite sandwiches. I'm always happy to hear people's sandwiches. Me, things I haven't heard of before, because I like sandwiches.
We might learn something new about sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Also, NXT preview now. Imperium to defend NXT tag team titles.
We should have turned comments off of this episode. How about that?
Against the that's a good point. Against the Undisputed Era. Keith Lee is to face Cameron Grimes. Rhea Ripley is going to face Dakota Kai. Hey, we might pick up some subs. No money, but subs. Rhea Ripley faces, because the episode is going to do well because it's got Marty Jannetty on the thumbnail. Rhea Ripley's going to face Dakota Kai for the chance to challenge Io Shirai. Damian Priest, Oney Lorcan, and Ridge Holland battle for TakeOver 30 opportunity. And Bronson Reed takes on Shane Thorne. Wonder who's going to win that one. Apparently also announced on like The Bump or something.
It's Kushida and Cameron Grimes against a mystery third opponent for next week.
Maybe it's Marty Jannetty.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. So anyways, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Also just announced today, Larson.
What?
Next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Quizzlemania 2000 Tag Team Turmoil. Oh, this is exciting. We got it's us versus those sons of bitches over at Fightful and those sons of bitches at WrestleTalk and those sons of bitches over at Wrestling with Regret.
Getting us demonetized.
Oh, crap. Yeah, it's already done. We talk about Marty Jannetty killing a man, dude. That's done. This episode is written off, man.
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah, Quizlemania. That should be a lot of fun. Larson, we got to study, man. We got to study. No, not ah. Yes. Come on, man. Let's try to get second place.
I didn't study. You studied. You barely did better than I did. You finished the same place. I don't think studying matters.
Oh, God. It's just, see, here's the thing. You finished in third place. We could get second place if you study. Do you not understand?
I study.
All right.
Oh, God. You know, I started reading that Nitro book. I got about 8 pages into it.
That's a good book. Anyway.
It's a daunting task. It was like 500 pages. It's a huge book.
You know,
massive tome.
I guarantee the question, like the 20 questions one, that's going to be a tag team. My first question, you know what it's going to be? Is it the Skyscrapers?
Exactly. I would say the same thing. Sid and Dan Spivey.
Yeah, you got that right. Yep. And we're on the same page, man.
That's why you don't need to study. This is all about how well you and I work together, I feel like.
Oh, it's not. It's about knowledge, dude. It's about, oh,
it's
God.
About knowledge as it pertains to how we work together. I think this, because if it's a standard trivia thing, you just throw questions out. But here's the thing. We get a chance to talk about answers, debate.
You want to play some Rocket League?
Sure.
All right. Anyways, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.